Well, good morning, and welcome too, to younger friends as well visiting us from other places. Well, yesterday we set to, didn't we, what kinds of jobs were being done around and about the chapel here? Charlotte?
There was weeding.
Come back to that. There was weeding. What else was being done, Molly?
Scrubbing and lifting.
Scrubbing, lifting, yep. Any other things? What's going on upstairs there? Molly?
We were having all the units taken out.
We were having the units taken out. Why was that? Charlotte?
Didn't some of them have woodworm?
Oh, they had woodworm in, so that was their doom. So those all went out and into the skip. So, gardening, demolishing, polishing, windows being done, vacuuming through. So, we had a thorough spring clean in summer. Well, rain has stopped at last, the sun is out, so I was able to get into the garden as well. And I was digging around last night. Interesting. I never knew about such plants here. I was digging away. I thought I had something by its roots. Ah, but its roots were connected to what? In a way, it's a simple question with an obvious answer. What were they connected to?
Plant.
A plant. And underground, it was connected to the roots of another plant. And the roots of that plant were connected to, guess what? Guess what?
Another plant.
And I could make this a very long address this morning, couldn't I just? And that was connected to, what do you think? Grace, another plant. The roots underground were connected. It's one of those plants, you see. I don't know what they're called. Somebody can tell me later. But there's one plant. There are its roots. And its roots are underground. Connected up with another plant. Because, well, one had grown from the other and its seeds had gone there. And so, you know, you pulled at one, the whole thing would have come up as well then. I wouldn't have any plants at all. I'm sure if I'd pulled too hard there. So there they were. All connected up underground. Well, that's nice in a sense, but it's a lesson. As so much in nature is a lesson to us about spiritual things. It tells us actually something about ourselves and allows people like me to take this and make it an illustration for us this morning. You know, it's like sin. It's like sin. Well, there's something above ground. Oh, yes, some of our actions there so clearly are out of order. But actually, underneath, there's something more deep and fundamental. Oh, like pride or unbelief. Some of those big sins. And they lead to other things happening, the ways we think, the ways we behave. But it comes under a sort of general heading like that. But those sins don't stand alone. They're connected with other sins as well. So, try this one. 10th commandment. What's that? Timothy.
You shall not covet.
That's right. You shall not covet. Which means we don't look at what everybody else has. I want that for myself. I want that for myself. Okay. God gives you money and resources and you can get things properly. Okay. But don't set your heart on things. Right. Because you see, that is always connected to other things. It's not just a standalone sin. So if you think, why am I always feeling unhappy and discontented? And you think, oh, perhaps it is a bit of covetousness here. I'm looking for other things. I'm always grasping. And God is perhaps teaching me about that. If you're finding out about that, it's like the roots underground. Wait a minute. This isn't just on its own. This connects with other things. Can you think of any other things it might connect to, Charlotte?
Like stealing or lying together.
Ah, exactly that. Some of the other commandments. If you're looking for other things, you might be tempted to steal to get it. Using ways that are not fair and not right so you can get that thing. You may not steal from the person who has it, but you may steal from somebody else to get that thing. Or somehow to obtain that, you might sort of tell a lie, mightn't you? You might, I don't know, later on in life, you're looking to get a job. It's got a big income. Oh, if I get that, I'll be able to get all the things that I want. So you go for your interview, and they say, well, tell us your experience. Oh, I'll tell you my experience, and you reel off this stuff. Not true. It's not even true. But we are looking to grasp that thing there, right? Sins don't just stand alone. You trace back, you dig around. Oh, that's connected to that, isn't it? That's connected to this. So always be on the watch. Sometimes we might say something. Right, what did I just say? Oh, dear. That wasn't too good. Let's dig around here. All right, one of the commandments of God. I've fallen short there. But wait a moment. Let's just follow the roots round and see if this connects with anything else that I'm saying and that I'm doing. So be on the watch. Be watchful. Who knows what other things are going and that God may be showing you and teaching you, because you know this. He doesn't just show us these things to condemn us. No, that's it. There's the thing there. You're finished with. But to show us how we can become holy and repent and change. Not just to leave us buried, but then we might grow and change. God is into people changing and becoming holy. He is. And he shows us things there to show us, you're not like me here. I'm not like this, but you are. And there's your sin. Change. And if we're wise, we think, I'm going to, Lord. I'm going to change. I don't like this either. I'm going to repent. And I'm going to look to you. Please forgive me. Change me. So be on the watch. Nature is full of things for us to learn about ourselves in the end. And to teach us spiritual truths as well. So I'm not going to be speaking to you now for a few weeks, as I'm not preaching for a few weeks. So let's keep alert. Let's keep on the watch. Keep our Bibles open. Keep our eyes and ears spiritually on the watch as well, so that we're ready to respond to things that God may teach us, ready to change, ready to think, this is wrong. I'm going to repent. God's shown me this. I'm going to change. Please help me to do that. So may God bless each and every one of us. Just by way of an administrative point there, we have our Sunday school for our infants today and younger juniors, and for our secondary school seniors, now our older juniors, we're staying in, and you're very welcome if you fall into that category, either to go out in a moment with the others or to stay in. And we've actually got some questions for the older juniors. We can probably run off another copy of that as needed.